The White House Report.
Elections were held in Michigan, Tennessee, Ohio, and Washington State. At midnight, just a few hours after the polls closed in Ohio, the special election for Ohio's 12th congressional district between Republican Troy Balderson as well as Democrat Danny O'Connor was too close to call. President Trump even tweeted, claiming victory for his candidate. He said, "When I decided to go to Ohio for Troy Balderson, he was down in early voting, 64-36. That was not good. After my speech on Saturday night, there was a big turnout for the better. Now Troy wins a great victory during the very tough time of the year for voting. He will win big in November. There will also be another election in November. Meanwhile, the votes are still being counted." But Democrats have said this is basically about a discontent, the reason why the election is so tight, a discontent about the president. Democrats in the state say white women and independents are upset with the antics of the president, and that's why the race is tight. And they say Democrats are energized. And in other news, in the state of Michigan, CNN projects that John James wins the GOP Senate nomination in Michigan. John James is a Republican and an African-American Iraq War veteran who was endorsed by President Donald J. Trump. April Ryan, AURN News.